Hey, Mom.
Jacob, Victoria's 7-year-old boy, stepped into the quiet barn 2 hours later.
Where are you?
In here, the last stall. Using her wrist, she pushed back the lock of hair that was flopping into her eyes and smiled as he walked through the great blocks of sunlight that streamed down onto the dirt floor from the high windows. The horses in this corner of the barn all lifted their heads, shaking back their manes, as if they knew him. And they probably did. Jacob snuck in here every chance he got. Despite his allergies, his asthma, and her explicit precautions. Eli's horse stall, the last of the 10, was almost done. Victoria's hands were sore, red, and blistered, and the smell of horse poop wasn't going to leave her nose any time soon. But she'd cleaned out all of the stalls. Tony, one of the hands not involved with the auction in the north pasture, had shown her where the pile for the dirty straw was. He'd helped her kick fresh hay down from the loft and had managed not to laugh at her surprise that haylofts really exist. He'd even found her a pair of boots, stinky black rain boots that were cracked and faded and made her feet sweat as if she were in the jungle. But they were better than her Chanel ballet flats. In the end, as she'd expected, he'd offered to help, watching her with about as much skepticism as one man could muster. And maybe it was because of that skepticism that she told him she was fine. And she was. The shoveling was harder work than she'd done in forever. But holy hell, it felt good. It felt good to do something after years of pacing, of worrying, of doing nothing but wringing her hands.
"What are you doing?"
Jacob asked, coming to stand in the open door of the stall. He was wearing his favorite Spider-Man shirt for what was probably the 5th day in a row, judging by the spots on the front, and his socks had given up the fight of clinging to his thin legs and were slouching around his ankles. Sort of like everything in Texas during August, they had just wilted.
"Mucking stalls." "Mucking?"
"Getting rid of the horse poop."
"Mom,"
he said as if it were his job to let her know what a mistake she was making.
"That's so gross."
"Tell me about it. Did you bring the stuff?" He lifted a plastic bag, and she knew in her heart of hearts that this little revenge plot was silly. She should rise above it, but she was so tired of rising above everything. Her husband's betrayal, the public scorn, Eli's very private scorn. She was going to wallow in some base and silly behavior. And wouldn't you know it, wallowing felt good, too.
"I think you're supposed to wear gloves, Mom,"
he pointed at her red hands. "They didn't go with my skirt." Her joke fell flat, and he just stared at her. He wasn't used to a mother who joked. It made her heart hurt, thinking of how cold she'd been, how paralyzed by fear for so much of his life. She touched the curl over his ear. His hair was longer than she'd ever let it grow before, almost down to his shoulders. He looked bohemian, as if he'd never spent a minute in her company, and she kind of liked it. What she didn't like was the downward curve to his lips, the slump in his shoulders. "Jacob, you okay?"
I was just wondering when we were going back home."
"Home?"
"New York City."
She felt her jaw drop, her eyes open wide. How in the world had she not explained this properly? "Honey," she rested the shovel against the wall and crouched down in front of him as best she could in the knee-high rubber boots. "You're starting school here next month."
"I thought that was just until you got Grandpa's will all figured out."
"It's figured out, Jacob. We don't have a home in New York anymore."
"What about Toronto with Uncle Luke?"
"We were just staying with him. That's not our home either." She blinked and took a big gulp of air, wondering what kind of protest Jacob was going to throw her way, and wondering how she was going to muster up the energy to put it to rest.
"You mean we live here? At the ranch?"
She nodded, and slowly, to her great relief and delight, he started to smile. She laughed. "I guess that's okay with you."
"Totally okay. It's awesome. But what are you going to do?"
For good or bad, the Crooked Creek Ranch was hers now. Well, sort of. Her brother had been given the ranch in their father's will 3 months ago, but he had no interest in this land. And Luke had suggested that she run the ranch for him until it was out of escrow, at which point she intended to buy it. Not that she knew a single thing about ranching, but she wanted to learn, needed to, because she'd utterly failed at everything else in her life, and this place seemed like her last chance to make a home and a future for her son. But the only way that was going to happen was through Eli Turnbull, and it was pretty safe to say that Eli Turnbull hated her. He'd made his intentions to buy the ranch very clear, and now she was standing in his way, which was a very uncomfortable place to be.